This goes to Jessica Tripp, T-R-I-P-P, like Paul, P-A-C. Fax 833-916-2212. Regarding Veria, V-E-R-I-A, Adkins, A-D like David, K-I-N like November, S. Date of birth 2/28/1929. Dear Mrs. Tripp, or dear Miss Tripp, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Miss Adkins with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was May 19th of this year. She did have a fall last Friday. She was rushing to get her lab studies done and then fell and injured her right hand. There is quite a bit of swelling and bruising in that area, but apparently it was seen and they didn't feel like it was fractured at that time. She's still favoring it, and it is still sore. So when they have their wellness visit with you this Thursday, November 13th, she'll have you check it at that time. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no peripheral edema. Medications, she's on Zocor, 20 milligram at bedtime, Ocuvite twice a day. Eliquis is 2.5 milligram twice a day, and vitamin D3, 2,000 units once a day. Physical exam, the only vital sign she could get today was blood pressure, 169 over 88. She's not sure about weight. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 7th, 2025. Sodium is 139, potassium 3.8, carbon dioxide is 28. Creatinine is 1.2 with estimated GFR of 41, calcium 9.9, albumin is 3.6, phosphorus is 4.4, and hemoglobin 12.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We are mailing a new lab order for them to continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, not currently at goal, but currently we're concerned about her falls, and so hopefully that blood pressure will be checked on Thursday when she has her Medicare wellness exam, and it may be high because her hand is painful right now after the recent fall. So continue to monitor the blood pressure, goal 130 to 140 over 80 without symptomatic hypotensive events and without falls. And 3, diabetic nephropathy stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.